You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of stories to talk about this hour. Like I had discussed in the previous hour, many doctors do not think that they are a part of the rising healthcare costs, that we're kind of innocent in this. I'm with them on this one. You know, quit blaming the doctors. So we'll see what some doctors have to say besides me. And scientists have created this electronic type of skin that will respond to touch and pressure that can help people who have prosthetic limbs feel on their prosthetic limbs. Pretty cool stuff. Also, a story I wanted to talk about last hour that didn't get to is how a blind veteran has said that his diabetes is what actually saved his life back in Vietnam. Pretty cool story we need to talk about. And breastfeeding reduces the chances of the baby developing ADHD. Do you believe that? Can you pay attention long enough to get through the story? So as you can see, we've got a very busy hour on the next hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the study found that children who were bottle-fed at 3 months of age were more likely to have ADHD than those who were breastfed. Now, ADHD, just to review, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Difficulty concentrating, being more impulsive, maybe more hyper. I'm hyper, but I'm not ADHD. All right, I couldn't have gone through medical school, I don't think, if I were. But I'm hyper, but that doesn't mean I'm ADHD. ADHD is a very specific categorization that I believe is overdiagnosed, unfortunately, to too many children, and therefore leading to too many prescriptions for ADHD medications. Okay, if a child is getting bored in class, that doesn't necessarily mean they have ADHD. It means the teacher is not able to captivate their attention. Yes, a small percentage of them probably have true ADHD. Maybe some of them have a mild variant of it. All right? And maybe some of them are really just bored to death. Okay? I mean, I try to teach my cats calculus and they look away. Does that mean they have ADHD? No, it just means I'm not getting to them. Anyway, but what about breastfeeding? Well, they say that breastfeeding, they did a study of 6 to 12-year-old Israeli children, including those diagnosed with the condition, those that had healthy siblings, those that may not have had genetic ties, Dr. Aviva Mimoni-Biach. And they found that at 3 months, just 43% in the ADHD group were breastfed, compared to 69% of the sibling group and 73% of the control group. At 6 months, 29% of the ADHD group was breastfed compared to 50%. I hate these numbers because, you know, but usually by the second number, we've lost paying attention. But they think that there's got to be something with the milk or the bonding that happens that helps babies learn to focus. I don't know if I really believe this, you know, because I was myself pretty inattentive when I was breastfeeding. I had things to do. I had patients to see. So I just dragged the kid while he was on my breast to class or to patients. It was covered, so nobody really knew. They just looked like I had something under my shirt, and it was the baby. Baby was a small baby anyway, the first one. And so I don't know. But I am a huge fan of breastfeeding, though, okay? I wouldn't say breastfeed so the kid doesn't get ADHD, but I definitely am a fan. I think they're getting some very, very healthy components. To me, whatever God made or nature made, all right, that's supposed to be edible. You eat. That's just how I look at it. So, you know, why are women suffering having breasts? I know many men say, oh, women are so lucky to have breasts. They flaunt them. You know, they're an asset. Not really. Okay, yeah, it's nice to be able to feed your kid, mind you that. But when you're not feeding your kid, breasts are the biggest pain in the butt. I mean, you always have to buy bras. The bras are uncomfortable. For those of you that are dragging like mine, you trip on them. You have a very difficult time tying your shoe. And then you got to worry about breast cancer. So how I look at things is, you know, if nature gave you something, Use it to its fullest potential, such as breastfeeding. It's healthy for the kid. Mother bonds. There's antibody protection. I'm a huge fan of breastfeeding. I probably would have recommended by kindergarten years, you know. But however much breastfeeding you could get into the kid, I'm for. I'm fine with that. Or the breast milk. And then I don't know. I don't think I'm going to chop my boobies off. I don't think I'm going to do that. But I got to tell you, I mean, they really are a lot of work. Okay, I'm a low-maintenance kind of gal. I need low-maintenance type stuff, okay? I need everything in my life low-maintenance because I have such high-maintenance jobs. Radio is very high-maintenance, and the social media, and being a doctor and a physician and having patients is very high-maintenance. So everything else around me, okay, has to be low-maintenance. They just do. All right? And it's a shame because I think sometimes my family suffers from that. Now, would I feel better if I had my 13-year-old and my 10-year-old start breastfeeding again? You know, probably. Now, I think I'd feel less guilty, you know, for being a working mom if I could breastfeed them again. But I really don't think a 13-year-old or a 10-year-old really needs to breastfeed, honestly. So I think I've lost that opportunity. So where am I going with this? Breastfeeding may link to lower ADHD. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So scientists have created a paper-thin electronic type of skin. It's flexible when it's touched, bent, or pressed. LEDs light up, and the stronger the pressure, the brighter the light. Researchers from University of California claim that this e-skin could be used to restore feeling for people with prosthetic limbs in smartphone displays, car dashboards, or used to give robots a sense of touch. The skin was created by Al Javi, a professor of electrical engineering and computer sciences at Berkeley. It was built from a layer of polymer or plastic thinner than a piece of paper melted onto the top of a strip of silicon. Now it starts making you crave bacon, huh? Once the plastic is hardened, flexible electronic circuits were layered into the skin. The plastic was then peeled from the silicon to create the flexible film with the sensors and semiconductors. It's a 16 by 16 pixels, and it has an organic light-emitting diode. This is some cool Star Trek stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so there's a growing consensus that it's the doctors and the hospital's fault that our healthcare crisis is the way it is. Okay? As a doctor, I'd like to say beep, 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 beep. But I can't,
you know, because I'm on air.
So I have to kind of withdraw any public statement that would be forthcoming and very truthful and to the point on that matter. However, I always like to be devil's advocate, okay, and see where the other side is coming from, okay? Going to the hospital in one city versus going to a hospital in another city, there's a huge difference in prices. I get that. I'd like to blame insurance companies for that. Right? But I can understand there's, you know, it's all about the image, okay? You know, what people perceive is what people believe. So your people perceive hospitals could be overcharging in one city versus another. It's not a very easy system to deduce where the root of the problem is. So it's very easy to look at wherever there's discrepancies to blame that venue. So I get that. I get that, okay? Medicare wants to come in and now do a star rating. They are considering, according to BostonGlobe.com business section, that they are considering using stars to rate hospitals. Or they, maybe if not stars, maybe they'll use another symbol, right? So patients can more easily compare the quality of care at various institutions. The ratings would appear on Medicare's Hospital Compare website and be based on many of the 100 quality measures the agency already publishes. Okay, so some of you will say, well, that's good. A rating system. Okay, all right. So where do they get the data for this rating system? Okay, what data is included? Well, there's details about the medical centers like death rates, patient views on how well doctors communicate, infection rates for colon surgery and hysterectomies, emergency room efficiency, overuse of CT scans. You may read this and go, well, there's nothing wrong with that, Dr. Dahlia. Sounds good to me. Okay? Doctors overuse tests all the time. All right, I get that. All right. Where I think this is disastrous, a star system for hospitals, is the hospitals that gain the top stars, all right, maybe actually few and far between. Because those that gain the top stars, like let's say, for example, overuse of CT scans, do you really want to go to a hospital having had head trauma and be denied the CAT scan so they could maintain their 5-star or 4.5-star rating? Okay? So a hospital that says, no, I'm not doing it. No, not doing the scan. Sorry. No, I'm not readmitting you. Because readmissions are going to be a part of this also. No, I'm sorry, not readmitting you. I'm just going to keep you in the ER. Is that a hospital you want to go to? Well, it's got the 5 stars. So it's going to attract people because some people are going to look, okay, well, I'll go to a 5-star hospital instead of a 2-star hospital. Yet the 2-star hospital that puts patient first and puts Medicare and healthcare spending on the back burner and puts you as an individual first, maybe you'll rate it higher, but it could be overwhelmed by the other ratings, like overused CAT scans, for example. And so a hospital trying to hold its own in the market, and already hospitals are having a hell of a time holding their own, having a 2-star rating can hurt business. Hurting business can cause that hospital to go under. We already have a problem with not there being enough hospitals, not there being enough emergency rooms, not there being enough doctors. Why would you try to hurt the system more? But, you know, Dr. Dahlia, patient views and patient reviews are extremely important. All right, if a hospital does good, patients like them, they get to keep the stars. Okay, one thing you need to also realize is anybody can go on these sites and rate anybody and anything if they have a, if their feathers are ruffled by that alleged corporation, etc. So fired employees can get on these websites. Patients who don't like their bill can get on those websites. Let me bring up a patient complaint that I got the other day. It was very interesting. A woman comes in, heavy smoker, all right, having difficulty breathing. Heart rate was at about 115. And my physician assistant looked at her and was kind of concerned, okay? And she should be. Oxygenation was a little bit lower than we would have wanted. And she was wheezing. So she recommended that she go to the emergency room. Now, the patient went. From what I understand, everything was uneventful. Okay, patient went, got medication. She had claimed that she had bronchitis, but we were worried about pneumonia. She had been worried it could have been pneumonia. Having a person who could be a COPD patient with pneumonia, I agree. Go to the ER. If you don't think you could maintain her respirations, and the EKG, by the way, that my physician assistant did, looked abnormal. Patient had an abnormal EKG, difficulty breathing. I agree 100%. Send her to the hospital. All right. Did the patient come back and thank us for being careful? Did she thank us for calling the emergency room and getting her in to the point where she didn't have to wait in the ER for multiple hours? She was able to walk right in. That was what happened. She was able to walk right to the back because my assistant called and said, look, she's got an abnormal EKG, she has a high heart rate, and she's having shortness of breath. They got her right back. She didn't even have to wait in the ER. So I'm thinking, damn good job, right on. Well, the patient follows up with me, irate, having multiple complaints, wanting to write up my assistant. And I go, oh, my gosh, what happened? I mean, was she rude? Did she cuss at you? Were you hit? What could have possibly went wrong? She sent me to the ER, and the ER said I didn't have a heart attack. And then what happened? That was it. She sent me to the ER when I told her it was pneumonia. She should have just given me antibiotics and let me go home. Okay, now, again, I'm a reasonable woman. I get that. I see why she was mad. Oh, by the way, her insurance, from what we understand, covered it. She wasn't even complaining about a bill. She complained. She just wanted to complain. So she was mad that she went to the emergency room. And this is important for you guys to hear because, I mean, this is why a lot of us doctors are ready to quit. Okay? She was upset that she was in the emergency room and that she didn't need to be there. For her. Because the emergency room said, you're not having a heart attack. All right? Then, the second reason why she was upset is because her family sat in the waiting room for 6 hours waiting for news on her not having a heart attack and didn't get the news for 6 hours. Okay, so I go, wait a second, hold the phone. You're telling me that you went to the ER unnecessarily and they said you didn't need to be there for a heart attack, then why in hell was your family there for 6 hours? Why were you there for 6 hours? Oh, well, they wanted to stabilize my respirations and stabilize my breathing. Ah! So can I rephrase your argument, if I will? All right? So you're telling me you didn't have to wait in the ER waiting room. You got to go to the front of the line. You went to the front of the line. True. The EKG didn't look like an active heart attack, but it was abnormal. Maybe you had an old heart attack. You were short of breath. Who knew? That's why we sent you to the emergency room to get cardiac enzymes to get evaluated deeper. So you got to cut to the front of the line. You got back there. They immediately told you, relax, you're not having a heart attack, but they still kept you and treated you for 6 hours, which warranted you needing emergency room treatment for them to stabilize your breathing. Then you got to go home. What do you want me to do differently? Not tell the ER we think you have a heart attack so you would have been stuck in the waiting room for 6 hours? What do you want me to have done differently? So a person like that would have been one to write reviews. Yet what the review should have been is a glowing report on the emergency room getting her back, not making her wait, the emergency room stabilizing her so she didn't have to be admitted, and the PA who immediately saw her thinking she was in respiratory distress properly diagnosing her. But no, the reviews will never say that. She's going to complain and gripe that she had to go to an emergency room when all she wanted was her gosh darn antibiotic. These patient reviews, unfortunately, can't be taken seriously. And it stinks because some of you guys have real, honest-to-God, good criticism to give. But I can't believe a gosh darn thing that's said on these reviews because somebody is looking at the glasses half full when they should be looking at the glasses half empty. No, somebody's looking at the glasses half empty instead of the glasses half full. So what does this Medicare rating system mean for you? And where are doctors standing on this part of the healthcare crisis? If doctors say it's not their fault, how do we fix it? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SQUATTY P PotTyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, I believe the prince has been named. Oh, my gosh, and now we just lost it. I think it's George. It's going to be Prince George. Hold on a second. Oh, it was up on CNN, and then now it's gone. Darn, I was trying to. There we go. Prince George Alexander Lewis is his name. That is beautiful. I told you, I knew that they already had the baby named a while back. All right. Somebody had asked me regarding Prince William and Princess Kate that if the baby hasn't been named for a couple days, what does that do to bonding? I figured the baby was already named. So I'm just kind of typing this out right now. Prince George Alexander Lewis. All right. I like the name. Nice. Prince George. All right. Yeah, I never thought it was going to be William III because, remember, it's Prince Charles. So Prince William is the first of the Williams from that line. That would be pretty cool if the royals would have had somebody that would have been like Prince William the 15th, right? But I don't know. I wonder if they've ever done a study psychologically on how people, shall we say, how people take being a third or the fourth. Do you get your own identity? Do you, you know, if you are like, say, a junior, like Dahlia, like let's say I have a kid named Dr. Dahlia Jr., where do they get their own identity? Now, of course, William III, okay, has to make his own name. William IV would have to make his own name. But I don't know. In our family, we just always gave different names. And then, you know, everybody kind of made their own imprint, right, in their world and in their family, right, had their own set of scandals. And we've all been happy ever since, right? Then no name association. Maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe what you need to do is have names that are unique, so there won't be any name association. You heard Sandusky's adopted adult son wants to change his and his family's name, get rid of the Sandusky last name. I mean, he was adopted by him originally. He can. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, George Alexander Lewis. That's pretty cool. Okay, so going back to Medicare deciding to do this system, one of you had emailed me about how Medicare is causing hospitals to not want to take sick patients, and you wanted me to expand on that. This is something we talked about a year or two ago, where Medicare is penalizing hospitals for readmissions. So if you, let's say, get an infection after a surgery and you have to be readmitted, Medicare either won't pay for that visit, or they're going to penalize the hospital, and the hospital can be losing thousands upon thousands of dollars each year because of readmissions. So when we're looking at this rating system that Medicare wants to impose, again, I don't think the government does anything right when it comes to health care. So now Medicare wants to impose this rating system of 4 stars, 5 stars, etc., 3 stars, 2.5 stars, in hopes that it'll decrease costs and hope that hospitals will therefore charge less. Now, one of the rating factors is probably infection rates, like, for example, infection rates after colon surgery or hysterectomies. Some of you may say that's brilliant. A doctor needs, a hospital, a doctor needs to make sure that they are doing a half-assed job so the patient doesn't come back with an infection. That's great. Fine and dandy. All right. But as a medical provider, I see things the other way. All right. When I have a diabetic, when I have an HIV patient, when I have a transplant patient, they're very vulnerable to infection. Having a post-op infection is much higher risk for those individuals, the elderly as well. So if you're going to tell a hospital that you can financially ruin them by your star system, 2.5 stars, 3.5 stars, because of patients that are sick, have longer hospital stays, coming back for readmissions, what do you think that hospital is going to want to do to save its butt? They're going to probably want healthier patients. Patients that aren't going to, unfortunately, crump after a surgery or have a post-op infection. Which means if you're a diabetic, if you're an older person, if you're an anemic patient, if you have HIV, if you have a transplant that's being immunosuppressed, if you're a rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, psoriatic patient that's on immunosuppressant drugs, they may not want you. I know somebody like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're blowing this out of proportion. Hospitals won't discriminate. Really? Haven't you guys seen all these little stories pop up now of hospitals dumping on other hospitals? Ambulances being told, no, don't bring the patient here. If they have Medicare, go send them to another hospital. You know, when you discriminate against a population indirectly by penalizing somebody who takes that population is going to be discriminated against as well. I am very scared by this. I know in my family, there's diabetes rampant. I'm doing the best I can to make sure I don't get diabetes, but probably with my genes, I'm going to come down with diabetes no matter how much I try to keep my weight in check or I exercise or how much I try to eat right. Okay, I don't want a system like this in place by the time I'm Medicare age, because I don't want to be a diabetic, labeled a diabetic, and then the hospital go, oh, no, don't do surgery here, because you could have a post-op infection because you're diabetic. No, don't come here. Already, patients are seeing this. I told you about my friend's dad who had COPD, who was stuck in the emergency room for two and a half days. Why? The hospital didn't want to admit him. Because if he came back as a readmission, and most COPD patients do that are end-stage COPD, then they will get penalized. Okay, the ERs aren't big enough and comfortable enough for you to be there for your hospital stay. Hospitals aren't taking this well at all. And doctors surely aren't taking this well. So a survey of more than 2,500 physicians, all right, are for promoting continuity of care. And they are for cost-cutting measures, absolutely. But when it came to responsibility, only 36% agreed that doctors have a major role to play. Only 36%, meaning 64% said, wait a second, you're blaming us? A few doctors supported moves that would curb their incomes. Only 30% were at least somewhat enthusiastic about eliminating the fee-for-service system of paying doctors. 6% supported Medicare payment cuts to doctors. The problem is we don't know what type of doctors, were they specialists or whatever, but your primary care doctors, they don't make that much. So I don't know how much more you could cut, but for they say to hell with this, I'm going to wait tables. Trust me, there have been many days where I've come home from a very busy clinic going, I had more money in my pocket when I waited tables. So the money issue is still one, and I know many of you are listening. You know, of course, Dr. Dahlia wants to make sure they keeps the money for the doctors. No, you can't be looking at it that way. You got to look at the whole picture. If a doctor's not going to make money and be able to pay his student loans, pay his malpractice, pay his staff, and the high cost of running an office, he's not going to run an office. We've seen many offices drop, die off, close down because of that. Another doctor friend of mine is closing up shop. Patient came to me yesterday saying, my husband said he can't go there anymore. He's closing down his practice. Okay, you got to see the big picture. I'm not saying doctors have to be as wealthy as Warren Buffett, but there has to be enough incentive because there's so many other things doctors could do than put themselves at risk for swine flu, hepatitis, HIV, malpractice liability. It's got to be worth it. Okay, them having to stress over money when they have to stress over everything else, the only good that has come out of this recession is many doctors are not as afraid of a lawsuit because they got nothing that the patient could really sue for. Now that everybody's houses are upside down and nobody really has any money in the bank anymore, nothing. So you want to sue a doctor. This is probably one of the first time in years that doctors are like, I don't think a man's worried about lawsuits because what are they going to get? I have nothing. So, but to me that's very worrisome because if a doctor has nothing, he's gonna need to support his family. And, it's very easy for them to switch jobs. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need need it the most. Will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So a gentleman has who is a vet, a veteran from Vietnam, has inspired many as he has suffered from diabetes, is blind, legally blind, has had to have a kidney transplant. But what's so remarkable is he says the diabetes actually saved his life. All right? He likes to sail. One of his favorite things to do. The diabetes prevents him from doing everything he wants to do. But he still sails and he still does everything, from what I understand, that he wants to. But what was amazing about his story, and CNN reported that he didn't know that he had diabetes until 1968. When he had awakened from a diabetic coma in a military hospital in South Vietnam. From what we understand, as an infantry sergeant, he had gone unconscious during battle, had been presumed dead with the rest of his infantry during an attack, had been placed in a body bag. 2 days later, an alert medic who was putting toe tags on dead soldiers felt his pulse and immediately rushed him to the hospital. He says, I credit diabetes with saving my life, as I later learned that many soldiers in my outfit were killed or wounded. Scary stuff. Now, we don't recommend you going into diabetic comas. I mean, he's lucky he was still alive, okay? And part of the reason why he probably lived 2 days is because of the high sugar. Although he was an insulin, he was a type 1 diabetic, where he wasn't making insulin. And so just because you have high blood sugar doesn't mean you could feed off of it. You could still die. And he probably would have been dead within another day. So very interesting story where something bad. Nobody ever wishes diabetes 1, type 1 diabetes, even on their worst neighbor. It's not a fun disease. But to have your life saved because you had gone into a coma. Everybody thought he had been shot with everybody else, but he wasn't. He was on the ground. Everybody thought he was dead because he was shot. And it ended up he was in a coma. Which also, I should probably then urge, even though this is very rare, that if there is an issue where you are in a situation where many bodies are around you, don't assume, like, whether it was a shooting incident or whatnot, or, I don't know, like World War Z zombies, don't assume that those bodies were killed. Some of them could have had a heart attack and fainted. That's just something we doctors always think about. Did somebody faint? Or is somebody plain dead? Playing dead is sometimes good. I don't think I could play dead because I giggle. You know, if somebody comes up, I would start to giggle. So, yeah, that's not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Kidney stones tied to heart disease in women. Not good. I had a kidney stone. Women getting kidney stones are rare. So usually men are more the culprit with kidney stones, but we're seeing more and more women get kidney stones. Why? The calcium supplements. And think about it. Calcium supplements a year or two ago was linked to increased heart risk. Maybe there's something to this. Who knows? Anyway, they say a link between kidney stones and cardiovascular risk factors have been long suspected, but studies on the association of them rarely, you know, showed any strong evidence. This particular study, Dr. Pietro Manuel Ferraro, a nephrologist at Columbus Gurnelli Hospital in Rome. Woo! I love Italians. He's from Rome. And he's a nephrologist. The bean guys. Very sexy. Says our study suggests that having kidney stones carries a higher risk of developing coronary artery disease in women, independent of any other cardiac risk factors like diabetes or high blood pressure. Still don't know why women. Okay? Maybe it's a calcium metabolism issue. But here's the thing. Not all kidney stones are calcium. My kidney stone was uric acid. My body filter or dump as much uric acid. My body overproduces uric acid, so I have high uric acid in my body. People that have high uric acid could also be more prone to gout. I don't have gout, thank God. I just had higher uric acid. I made a uric acid kidney stone. Never drank a lot of water. I loved meat. Right? I really wouldn't eat a lot of carbs. So I was more of a meat eater. Meat, and then college years, well, yeah, gave myself a kidney stone. But the most common type of kidney stone are the calcium. And I'm just thinking it's because you have more women taking calcium supplements now. Over the last 10, 15 years, we've been urging 1,500 milligrams of calcium divided 3 times a day. You can't take 1,500 all in one shot. Your body won't absorb it. So you take that 1,500, you divide it into 500 milligrams 3 times a day. And that's a lot of calcium. And these calcium supplements can cause sediments that build up in the kidney. And they're also finding that these calcium supplements could also put women at risk for heart disease. Still not enough studies to tell us to take people off the calcium supplements. I urge you to get calcium either through yogurt, milk, cottage cheese, etc. Do exercise to help keep your bone mass good, vitamin D, etc. So they looked at 46,000 men who took part in the health professionals follow-up study and 200,000 women who were part of the nurses' health study. Among 240,000 participants, nearly 20,000 had reported a history of kidney stones. That's a lot. During 24 years of follow-up in men and 18 years follow-up in women, 17,000 developed heart disease. They found that women with a history of kidney stones were about 30% more likely to develop heart disease. Now, how do you prevent kidney stones? And if you prevent kidney stones, will that prevent heart disease? Well, usually with kidney stones, we want you to drink plenty of water. We don't want you building up the extra sediment that these stones can make. The high concentrations in the urine can form stones, and then those could be what causes the renal pelvis to dump out the calcified, or the we call them calculi. They don't have to necessarily be calcified, but calculi, the raw, they're kind of calcified, but anyway. And as you pass them, they tear down the ureter. The ureters connect the kidneys to the bladder. Then they come into the bladder, and then you need to pass it out the urethra. Women have a smaller urethra than men, and so that's it's a little easier for women to pass. But as that stone is scraping down the ureter, if you're lucky enough to pass it, that can be very bloody, very painful, which is why you urinate blood. And it's also why you have a colicky pain. Kidney stone pain is a pain that comes in waves. And for any of you men out there whose wife has told you, quit complaining about kidney stone pain, it's not as bad as labor. As a woman who's had labor and kidney stones, kidney stone pain was worse. I thought I was going to die. It was the scariest thing I ever had, and there was no light at the end of the tunnel. I had no idea what was happening to me, and even when I did, I thought I was going to have surgery to take it out. Luckily, it passed on its own. But kidney stones are horrible. And if it gets stuck, it could cause back pressure from the urine that the kidneys make that's supposed to store in the bladder. If it can't get around that stone, it starts to cause back pressure of that particular kidney. Hydronephrosis could cause kidney failure. So we don't mess around with kidney stones. Okay? No joke about it. So, for uric acid kidney stones, decrease the uric acid. Put them on allopurinol. Make them decrease their meat, their fish, their chicken, purine intake, less alcohol, etc. The same thing you would do for somebody with gout. With calcium kidney stones, we check a parathyroid hormone. We make sure that they don't overeat calcium. We look at their excretions. Make sure they don't have diuretics could also increase components that could cause kidney stones, like with uric acid. And, we kind of take a look at the whole picture with that. Do any of those particular things help prevent heart disease? Well, we don't know yet. There's been some debate over people with high uric acid levels, if we should treat them so they don't have heart disease later. Now, many of you will get a blood test done, and it'll never have uric acid on there because you don't have joint pain. Yet, you come in with some joint pain, and your doctor goes, well, for funsies, let's throw some uric acid test on there. The uric acid comes high. So the doctor says you're at risk for gout, and he puts you on allopurinol. And you're like, what are you talking about? I've never had gout. You just found this. What are you talking about? Well, years ago when I was in training, I was taught you don't treat asymptomatic hyperuricemia. Asymptomatic hyperuricemia is no symptoms when your uric acid is high in your blood. Symptomatic would be you're having gout or you're having kidney stones. So I was taught, no, you don't put person on medicine. If they don't have any problems, you don't treat them. Well, now there's some thought, well, if you do have high uric acid, maybe we should, because high uric acid could be inflammatory and inflammation could cause heart disease. So what if these women were having uric acid kidney stones? So, yes, I believe there could be a relationship. I don't know what relationship it is, though. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.